With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The midterm election's about 15 months away now. Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas says the historic trend for the party whose president is in power to lose the midterm elections will not apply during President Trump's second term.
We want to hold what we got, maybe even expand the majority this year, and then hopefully grow it even more in 2028. These things take time, the Senate. It's not like the House that can swing one election to the next.
Senator Cotton interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Meanwhile, conservative political commentator Victor Davis Hanson says that President Trump is waging a historic counter-revolution in this country.
He's doing all of that, and no one thought you could take on the Green Lobby. Nobody, the military told us we just can't get 55,000 extra recruits that we need anymore. It's drugs or gangs or competition with private industry. He did. No, everybody said you cannot close the border without comprehensive immigration. That was proven to be a fallacy.
Hanson interviewed by the Salem Radio Network as well. Hackers have access to personal data of most of the 1.4 million customers of Alliance Life Insurance Company of North America. The company confirmed the breach yesterday. Alliance, which is based in Minneapolis, says it all happened on July 16th. It was a malicious threat actor that accessed a third-party cloud-based system not Alliance-owned. The company has notified the FBI and is cooperating, says the incident involves only those files in the U.S., but not other Alliance corporate entities that are found around the world. At least 34 people dead today in an attack on church premises in eastern Congo by ISIS-backed rebels. The attack in early hours of today was carried out by members of the Allied Democratic Force inside the premises of the church in eastern Congo's Komanda State. The ADF hails from across the border in Uganda. This is SRN News. The United Nations is expressing renewed concern about the Taliban's arrest of Afghanistan women and girls for their failure to comply with the authorities' Islamic dress code. In 2022, the Taliban issued a decree calling for all women, even Christians, to show only their eyes and recommending they wear the head-to-toe burqa. The UN is criticizing a recent rash of new arrests, saying, quote, these incidents serve to further isolate women and girls, contribute to a climate of fear, and erode public trust. Persecution of Christians has soared under the Taliban's rule. With the 2028 Los Angeles Games not far off, the U.S. Olympic Committee has decided to bar men from competing in women's sports. The committee is citing an executive order from President Trump, which threatens to cut funding for organizations allowing males to play against females. The policy is listed under the USOC Athlete Safety Policy, follows a similar move by the NCAA. This is SRN News. The NFL is fining a large group of players and team employees for impermissibly selling tickets to the big game.
The NFL is fining about 100 players and two dozen club employees for violating league policy by selling Super Bowl tickets for above face value, a person with knowledge of the details tells the Associated Press. The person said the players who resold their tickets will have to pay a fine of 1.5 times the face value they paid. They also won't be permitted to buy tickets for the next two Super Bowls unless they are playing in the game. Club employees who violated the policy will be fined 2 times face value. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
Today is Sunday, July the 27th, and some notable people are having a birthday today. Comedian Bill Engvall, 68 years old, WWE Hall of Fame member Triple H, 56 today. Baseball Hall of Famer Alex Rodriguez is 50. This is SRN News.